Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for August 12th to the 18th, 2017. As Palestinian retreat demands of settlement construction halt, Israeli attacks in the West Bank leave 2 dozen injured civilians this week. These stories and more, coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests on Friday, organized at a number of West Bank villages. As a result, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Protests this week were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh, in addition to in Kufr Kaddoum village in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers attacked protesters in Nabi Saleh before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. In Kufr Kaddoum, troops also attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. This week, Palestinians emphasize on the demand that Israel should halt all settlement activities before resuming peace negotiations. IMC's Ramel Magari has more.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu requested a fund for a new Israeli settlement to be erected on the occupied Palestinian territories. Netanyahu's request comes while Palestinians insist that return to the negotiation table with Israel is conditioned with Israel halting all settlement activities. In the meantime, top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat said that underway peace efforts aim at realizing a two-state solution on the occupied Palestinian territories. At the internal Palestinian level, Speaker of the Hamas-led Palestinian Parliament in Gaza, Ahmed Bahar, asserted on the resistance as the best option to end the Israeli military occupation. Bahar maintained that resistance capacities have improved and that the resistance factions can deter any upcoming Israeli attacks. Meanwhile, efforts to end political Palestinian split are yet to bear fruits. For IMC News, I am Rami Al-Mirari in Gaza.
More than 2 dozen civilians were injured this week as troops invade West Bank communities, while troops attacked fishermen in Gaza. IMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Israeli soldiers shot and injured on Monday morning a Palestinian worker east of the West Bank city of Bethlehem while trying to enter occupied East Jerusalem for work. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers shot Anas Al-Harash, 25, in his right leg. He is from Raihiya village near the southern West Bank governorate of Hebron. This week, Israeli troops escalated their demolishing campaign targeting Palestinian homes. Israeli occupation forces on Monday morning demolished 3 homes in Yatta town south of Hebron Hills in southern West Bank. The homes were funded by the European Union and were demolished by Israeli soldiers who broke into the area with bulldozers, closed it off, and began the demolishing. Israeli soldiers demolished Tuesday a commercial building and 2 homes owned by 2 families in occupied East Jerusalem. Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn the village of Kobar, northwest of the central West Bank city of Ramallah, and demolished a home belonging to a family of a Palestinian who stabbed last month 3 Israelis to death in their home at a nearby colony. The soldiers also injured 26 Palestinians during ensued clashes. Medical sources in Ramallah said that soldiers shot 26 Palestinians during the clashes. One of them is a cameraman who works for the Palestine TV. Later in the week, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday at dawn Deir Abu Mush'al village northwest of Ramallah and demolished the family home of Adel and Kush, who was killed along with 2 other Palestinians on June 16, 2017, after attacking police officers with knives and guns, killing an Israeli border policewoman. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 56 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and in Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops detained at least 56 Palestinian civilians, including 11 children. This week in Gaza, at least 3 Israeli army tanks and 3 armored military bulldozers invaded on Monday morning Palestinian agricultural lands, fired live rounds and bulldozed large sections close to the border fence east of Al-Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza. Elsewhere, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on Wednesday morning, targeting several Palestinian fishing boats near the coast of Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The attack did not lead to any casualties, abductions or property damage, but forced the fishermen back to shore without being able to fish and provide for their families. For IMNC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for August 12th to the 18th, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Georgia Shmawi and me, Iman Abdrabbo Banoura.